The Dairy Margin Protection Program has been improved, and the Livestock Gross Margin Dairy Program has been sufficiently funded by Congress. But a risk management advisor says dairy producers need to understand if either or another totally different plan best fits their operation. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. We'll hear from Fran Felber with Ag Risk Managers about the two programs next on Managing for Profit. Fran Felber with Ag Risk Managers in Barron, Wisconsin, tells Brownfield the MPP and the LGM dairy programs are not at all alike.
Yeah, absolutely. The MPP program is a nice static program. Either you're in it or you're not, is kind of what it is. You can select different levels and different quantities of your historic production to enter into it, but it is substantially different than the RMA's offering of the livestock gross margins for dairy. Livestock gross margins for dairy has a largely flexible choice for you to have. You can vary your pounds of protein and vary your pounds of corn, and you can be in by the month. One is forward-looking, and the other is, this is what's happened, time to write the check.
When you're advising your clients as far as which program to get involved in, what are you asking them to tell you as far as information to help make that decision?
If you got somebody that is a very large farmer, and if you are going to exceed the 5 million tier 1 cap that's priced very favorably for the farmer, you need to take a very hard look at it. If you're a small farmer, it might be the thing to do, because if you're not marketing right now, this is certainly a good choice to be involved in it, because something's better than nothing when it comes to poor prices that we're experiencing today.
Felber says the LGM dairy program is more of a long-term marketing tool with great flexibility, while the MPP program is more like a disaster assistance program. Felber says only about 30% of his dairy clients are using LGM right now, but 70% of them have not made a decision.
We have a lot of dairy people that are out there and just selling at the bulk truck, just taking what they get. And historically speaking, it's worked. But with today's environment, we've got milk moving, $1, $2, and $3, and $4 in any given year, and that can be exceedingly devastating. So that's what makes it very difficult to go from one generation to a next, is that it seems like people get caught in that volatility trap when there's no margins and they can't make ends meet.
Felber says he can't blame producers if they look back at the first quarter and sign up for the MPP program retroactive to January 1st, knowing what they will get for benefits. But he says it would be wise to consult with a risk management advisor to discuss the other tools and how they might be better in the long run. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.